Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special list for every morning, Meretz Yishayichu, and the Refuas Rav Yosef Ben Chana and Mara Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, and the Schus Adina Bas Shabbas Nechagitel and Chanali Bas Nechagitel, Simcha Ben Nechagitel, Bracha Batzlach Bochom Seideihem, says in the Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim, Nasan Es Hanis Tanin Lamato Lamalo, that's Anitam Malamato, etc. Puzzle vein bokar. It's the carbon's puzzle. If you put the blood, sprinkle the blood that is supposed to go under the chutas sikra, under the line on the mizbeach, the wall of the mizbeach, and it goes over the line or vice versa. It's supposed to go over and it goes under. So it's puzzle vein bokares. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, that the Mishnah says, all these cases of psul, we only read one of them, pasul basar, aval habaylem niskapro. The basar of the carbon is pasul, if he did, you know, made these disqualifications, like putting the blood in the wrong place. But the baylem get kaparo, my time at Amar Kra, ki nefesh habasar b'dam hu, v'ani nasati lachem alam izbech l'chaper, so we learn from alam izbech, even if it's in a place that's not kosher lizrika, niskapru habaylim. The baylim get kapara. As long as it goes on the mizbech, baylim get kapara. Is this the Gemara basar nami? So why then doesn't the yachi basar nami? So why then doesn't the basar also be kosher lachila makra? L'chaper l'karbar nasati v'lo l'davar acher. It's only for kapara and not for davar acher, not for other things, something else. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. And the Gemara concludes and says, Alma kasavar. So Shmuel obviously holds, shalobim komu komodani, that shalobim komu, that tzrikas hadam, not in the right place, is like being zorek bim the koma. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Mvor mizeh, that tzrikas hadam, shalobim makor ram lam mizbeach, is mechaper, it's meratze, but this zrika is not chashuv enough to be matir the basar ba'achila, because in order for you to be matir the basar ba'achila, it needs to be a proper zrika. The zrika is not chashuv enough, as Rashi explains, to be matir the basar ba'achila, because it's in the wrong place, but al kopanim, there is going to be a kapara. So B'cholei karbanos, there are two aspects that are accomplished by the zrikas hadam. One is hakapara v'aritzui. It's number one, that there's a kapara, that this atones for us. Ritzui, it's a desirable carbon for Hashem. And number two, the heter habasar, that the basar is now going to be mutter, achilas adam v'lam mizbeach. So these are the two aspects, the kapara and the ritzui aspect, and then the heter habasar l'achilas adam l'mizbeach. So when the person zarek is hadam shalom, when the korban zarek is hadam shalom, koma roi lo, so even though this is effective l'gabe kapara, it's not effective l'gabe achila. Only for kapara, but not for achila. So our question is, our shaila is, what about the korban Pesach? Maye dino im zarek is hadam shalom l'kom, because Pesach doesn't have a din of kapar and ritzu. Kol ikar dino rak achilas basar. Ein lo ochlen arayu pasul psachem ayin chesam advais. And if that's the case, we can say shalob mukom is pasul lagamre, because the whole vort of the Pesach is achila. So if it's not good for achila, then the whole thing should be pasul. Or we can say no. But since kol ikar dino shal ha-Pesach hu ha-basar la-achila, we can say the Pesach has a different din. Shalobim komos kimakom odami, and it's kasha l'achila. So when you have the aspect of kapara and ritzui, so then the zrika shalobim komos works for the kapara aspect, which is the ikar of the carbon. The carbon pesach, the ikar of the carbon is achila, so therefore the zrika shalobim komos is going to work for the achila. So what's the din of the carbon pesach? And in fact, it's a machlokas achronim, it's brought in the oravron. The Or Sameach, Perek Beis, Mehilchas Psulei Mukdashim, Halacha Yud, wants to say that the Pesach is going to be Pasal Gamre. And he brings a diuk in the name of his son-in-law, Avram Liftover. And the fact that it says, Lo Pesach, and Nusach HaBrach, Asher Golanu V'Galus HaVaseinu, etc. V'nochal Shama min HaZvachem v'min HaPsachem Asher Yagia Dama L'Akir Mizbach HaChol HaRatzon. And we'll eat there from the Zvachim and from the Psachim that their blood is going to go on the wall of Mizbeach for a goodwill. So what's this Lashon of Kir HaMizbeach? Well, we always say Mizbeach. Why did it say Dafkir Kir HaMizbeach? The wall of the Mizbeach. So he wants to say that Pshat is based on the Gemara in Zvachim, Samach Dalet on the base. We darshan over there, right? It says by Chatas Ha'of that you have to be Mazed Dam al Kir HaMizbeach. The Gemara there defines Kir HaMizbeach as Kir HaTachton, the lower part. And if that's the case, we can say that's also the kind of the meaning of the bracha. That it wants to say that Dafka Pesach, that you threw the blood al Kir HaMizbeach L'Ratzon, Dahainu L'Mata, Ketin Zrikas Dam HaPesach, Hare Bazeh Mutar HaBosar Be'achila. So Dafka, if you do it L'Mata, Ketin Zrikas Dam HaPesach, only then it's going to be good. That's why it says in the bracha, Kir Mizbeach L'Ratzon, Kir Mizbeach, to tell us Kir HaTachton, that you have to throw it in the right place, on the lower part of the Mizbeach. The dafka b'chai gavna tshayich to say v'nochal shaman azvachom min apsachom. And if you're zarek as adam l'malah shalobim komo, the Pesach is pasul l'gamrei. B'zeh loshan atosefta perik tamid nishcha t'shalok neged ha'yisod pasul ayin sham b'or samech. So that is the mahalach of the or samech. However, the chazanish ruach acheres imo. Chazanish zvachim sim zayim siv katan aleph writes, we're going to quote the loshan of chazanish. And afterwards, v'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to explain. Aval b'aylan niskat, v'yesh l'ayin v'pesach mai. Kevin d'kai melan d'pesach, she'en lo ochlin pasul k'damar p'sach amayin chesam et beis, hacha b'zarek shalom mkom v'pasul agamrei, odilm d'choshev kilu nebar hadam l'achar azrika. V'yesh l'havi raya mihoda omar l'kamon samach omar aleph moide rib b'damim, uboi lo ochicha mihoda omar kois molei hoya m'malei, chulei, v'misa d'mach sherib b'damim hois abed le mitzvosa. Memela shaminin v'pesach nechal adkan lashon chazanish. I'm reading the lashon of the chazanish because lashon chazanish is always great because it's the chazanish, and the chazanish is not an easy read, but it's important to see his words inside. And now we're going to explain. The chazanish wants to say that the mizrika should be effective shelo b'makomo when it comes to a carbon pesach, and even the gabei achilas basa. And he brings a raya from the gemara. Right, first he presents the chakira. What's going to be the din with the carbon Pesach? And then he says, we can bring a raya from Samach Omer Aleph, Moda Ribidamim. What does it mean, Moda Ribidamim? That even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Ritzpas HaAzar and Niskach of the Kedushas HaMizbeach, that's Dafka Lagabe Haktara, to be Makdir. But Moda Ribidamim, Rabbi Yehuda admits, She'ein Lizarkas Hadam ala Ritzpah, that you're not supposed to throw, that's Moda Ribidamim. You're not allowed to throw the dam on the Ritzpah. Uboi Lochiche, the Chazanish says, and we want to prove from here. We want to prove. What do we want to prove it from? We want to prove it from, Rava says, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that kos echad hayim emale. What would they do? They'd check the carbon pesach. Then they would take a kos. And they would fill it from the damatah rovas mea psachim shenishchutu, from the psachim that were shechted. And now the blood is on the floor. And then they would just put this, you know, this cup, gather up some blood, and then hope that the blood, that carbon pesach, whose blood was spilled on the floor, is also going to be in this cup. And remela, they're going to get kapara. We're afraid that this is going to be shvichas adam of one of the karbanos, and memela by putting this cup on the floor and then gathering some of the blood, that carbon whose blood was lost is going to be in this cup, and memela it's going to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. So you see, it's considered zrika la mizbeach. So it's muchach that Rav Yehuda holds ain aritz banach shevus kizrika kemizbeach lagavei damin. He obviously holds that the Ritzbah is not considered a Mizbeach with respect to the Damim. Because if that's not the case, if he holds that the Ritzbah is cool, the Ritzbah is fine when it comes to Damim, why does he have to gather the Damim and be Shofech al Mizbeach? Harimikev, at the moment they're Nishbach al Ritzbah, that should be enough. That's what the Chazon Ish says. If Ri is machshir b'damim on the floor, it's already the mitzvah was done when it fell on the floor. So obviously the ritzvah is no good. So ad kan, just the quote from the Gemara in Samech Omer Aleph. So now the Chazon Ish brings Tosfos. Tosfos says, Eich sakadaita t'polik ri b'damim. How could it be that we have a halamina that the ritzvah should be effective with zrikas hadam? We need, in order to have a proper zrikas hadam al hamizbech, we need a keren, we need horns, we need a ramp, we need the yisod, we need the ribua. These are all dinim al hamizbech. And therefore, you need the mizbech mamish. It's not enough to have the ritzvah. What's the even b'chlal v'havamina? So I mean, that's Tosfos. The nearest of the Chazon Ish says, mishum d'vlom v'mkomom k'mkomom v'dami k'asin olam. The chiddush of the Chazon Ish is that Rabbi Yehuda holds shalom b'makomo is k'makomo dami, like it says in Lamed Vav. And even though v'nihi d'chol shenifgam ha'mizbeach nifsal afilu la'aktara v'afilu, there's a pagam in the mizbeach, it's not even good for haktara, and even according to the Ri. So when the mizbeach is shalem, the ritzbah is kechelik min hamizbeach. It's like the mizbeach has two yisodas, the etzem yisod of the mizbeach, and then also the floor. The floor is also yisod of mizbeach. Therefore, Rava says that if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the ritzbah is kshera after zrikas hadam, so even though it's shalom b'makomo, but it's considered like the mitzvah was done. It's a vida mitzvah se kishishofich ala ritzbah. And that's mitzad adin, shalom b'makomo k'makomo dami. So that would be the havamina. So it must be v'legabe damim lo niskacha ritzbah filari. In other words, if the ritzbah was miskadesh, then it would have a din of being the yisod of the mizbeach. And therefore it should be fine in shalom b'makomo k'makomo dami. But Rava proves from the fact that the ritzvah is no good, so it must be that the ritzvah wasn't miskadesh, doesn't have kedusha, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that is what the Chazon Ish concludes there. Like we said, it's like the mizbeach has two yisodas, and they're both included in the mizbeach. The ma'idekai malan, shalom koma koma dami v'kasha. So it should be shalobim komo kemakomo dami. So it's not lechatchila, he says, but at least b'diavad it should be fine on the floor. V'nira lefizeh, degam abasar necho b'pesach. So it would appear that the Chazon Ish concludes that we see from there that legabe pesach there is a din of shalobim komo kemakomo, because there we're talking about a pesach. And if the ritzvah would be holy, even legabe damim, that would be effective, even legabe pesach. And even though the ritzvah is shalom b'makomo, nevertheless, if the ritzvah would have a din of mizbeach, we would say it's fine because shalom b'makomo k'makomo dami. So you see that there is a din of shalom b'makomo k'makomo dami. And therefore, when you do the zrika on the mizbeach in the wrong place, then it's beseder. Then it's matir achilas basar. Says, if you think the basar is not going to be eaten, my parachas and maskana nishpuch haduchte. Why does the Gemara say, so then if the ritzvah is good, then throw it on the floor? What does it help? The basar is not going to be able to be eaten. So it must be that the basar will be able to be eaten. If the ritzvah would have a din mizbeach, then you would be allowed to eat it. You would be allowed to eat the meat. Because the Gemara says, why do you need to gather in if the floor is miskadesh? Why do we need to gather the blood with the cup and then throw it on the Mizbeach? Just throw it straight on the floor. If the blood wouldn't be permitted that way, what's the shaila? So it must be that Shalom b'makomo does work, even b'Pesach. So not for the floor, and the end of the floor is not Miskadosh, but wherever Shalom b'makomo on the Mizbeach, that would work for the Pesach. So when it comes to other karbanos, as the Chazon Ish, like we see in the Gemara, that not matir the baser, but when it comes to karban Pesach, but the ikar is the achilas baser, there Shalom b'makomo, it's kimukomo, and it's even matir the baser. And that's what the Chazon Ish concludes there. The only way to be machshir the Pesach is if the bus is right lachila. So it's like other karbanos as far as kapara is concerned. When it comes to the other karbanos, you get kapara if it's shalom b'makomo, because shalom b'makomo is kimakomo. And by the karban Pesach, there the minimum is that the baser should be mutar b'achila. Mimela, the baser is mutar b'achila. The other karbanos gives kapara, so it's a kasher or karban, but it's just you can't eat the baser. But the Pesach, the minimum is the bus is mutar l'achila. That's the only way the carbon can be kosher. So mimela by carbon Pesach, shalom b'makomo is kimakomo. So that is Shlav Rishon. That's the first stage of our Shir. And we saw the Siyata Dishmaya, the machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Or Sameach, as to whether the by carbon Pesach, if shalom b'makomo is kimakomo dami, the matir the basar, the Or Sameach says that it's not. And that's the pshat in the bracha. Al kir mizbecha chaleratzon. That has to be dafka kir mizbecha tachton, like we see in the Gemara. Otherwise, no carbon Pesach. And the Chazon Ish says no. You see from the Gemara that if the ritzba would be have a din mizbeach, then you could even throw it on the ritzba, even though it's shalom b'makomo. We say shalom b'makomo. That's only because the ritzba is not miskadesh. Then we say that the ritzba doesn't work. But in the mizbeach itself, shalom b'makomo is kimakomo. That means it's matir the basar. Ad kan. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will continue analyzing the Chazon Ish and see Neflos Mamish in Teiras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.